All right, this is Mike, and this is Heroes of the Frontier, where I play music across genre that is adventurous, experimental, innovative. Take your pick of favorite words here. And I try to also play music from a variety of different sorts of people. And today, unfortunately, we are commemorating the death of Pauline Oliveris, who was an outstanding composer and performer in the realm of experimental music, electronic music, who passed away last Thursday at the age of 84. I'd like to read from you a bit from a New York Times tribute written by Steve Smith. Pauline Oliveris, a composer whose life work aspired to enhance sensory perception through what she called deep listening, died on Thursday, that would be last Thursday, at her home in Kingston, New York. She was 84. Her death was confirmed by her spouse, Carolyn Ione Lewis, a writer and performance artist known as Ione. Early in her career in the 1960s, Ms. Oliveris avidly adopted cutting-edge technologies, working with magnetic tape and prototype synthesizers at the San Francisco Tape Music Center. Already active as an improviser, she approached electronic music with a performer's instincts. Let's see here. Gender inequality be a theme that she addressed repeatedly and tenaciously. An essay she wrote for the Times in 1970 started with a provocative question: why have there been no great women composers? And then enumerated reasons, including gender bias and societal expectations of domestic compliancy. Let's see here. All societies admit the power of music or sound. Attempts to control what is heard in the community are universal, Ms. Oliveris wrote in a preface to the Meditation. Sonic meditations are an attempt to return the control of sound to the individual alone and within groups, especially for humanitarian purposes, especially healing. Ms. Oliveris never quit composing, but from the 1970s favored improvisation. Adapted elements of ceremonies and rituals encountered in her studies of Native American lore and Eastern religion, and conducted meditative retreats to share her artistic discipline. Deep listening signified Miss Oliveris' emerging oral discipline, a practice that compelled listening not just to the conventional details of a given musical performance, melody, harmony, rhythm, intonation, but also to sounds surrounding that performance, including acoustic space and extra musical noise. All right. Without further ado, we're going to be playing Pauline Oliveris' music. She truly is a pioneer in experimental music, and the first piece we're going to play is entitled Water Above, Sky Below, and it features the accordion, which Pauline Oliveris was probably her primary instrument. It is done with her spouse, the performance artist Ione. So, Water Above, Sky Below. This is WOBC Oberlin 91.5 FM, Oberlin College and Community Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Mike, and this show is Heroes of the Frontier. This is WOBC, Oberlin, 91.5 FM, Oberlin College, and Community Radio. That was a piece by Pauline Oliveras, whose life we are celebrating today. She passed away last Thursday. That piece was entitled Water Above, Sky Below, Part 1. It was recorded by herself and her spouse, Ione. This by no means is meant to be Ms. Oliveras' greatest hits or anything like that. I picked a sample that of recordings that sort of showed the range of her work, if that's possible to do within an hour's time, but I tried my best. At any rate, up next is a piece, electronic piece, titled Time Perspectives. It is from the Reverberations album, Tape and Electronic Music, 1961 through 1970. And I believe this is done sort of early in that range, which shows her work to be very much on the cutting edge at that point in time, if not now. Anyhow, Pauline Oliveras with Time Perspectives. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, that was Time Perspectives on Electronic and Tape piece by Pauline Oliveris, whose life we commemorate with today's show. Pauline Oliveris passed away last Thursday, and her life was spent making all sorts of creative, wonderful music and inspiring us to deep listening, where you are listening to the sound and when you are listening for when you are not listening. Really good stuff. She has a number of TED Talks or speeches, I think, including some TED Talks, at least one, that are worth checking out if you are interested. This is Mike, and this is Heroes of the Frontier, where we like to play adventurous, exciting, new music, even if it is a few years old. This is WOBC Oberlin 91.5 FM, Oberlin College and Community Radio. I guess I have two more shows this semester. I'm sort of thinking about what we'll be doing for the last couple of them. This one, again, we're going to round out with one more piece by Pauline Oliveris. It is a piece called Four Meditations for Orchestra. And we'll be playing that in a second here. This is WOBC, Oberlin 91.5 FM, Oberlin College and Community Radio. I think I said that. This is Mike with Heroes of the Frontier today, dedicated to the life of Pauline Oliveris. And we're going to close with Four Meditations for Orchestra. Until next week.
Water so down low. Tu te rappelles de moi? Je suis Vem, Nicole!
Evening, ha! Hop, tiran, act, paddle with it. Paddle with it. Hatch, Bouchotte. L'invité est arrivé. Buzz. Z. Buzz. Jamais. C'est toujours comme ça dans les rêves.